أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ تلقونه بألسنتكم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم يعيدكم الله أن تعودوا لمثله أبدا إن كنتم مؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. In eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken with regards to the person that slanders, that he should bring his four witnesses, and if he doesn't bring those four witnesses, in the eyes and in the courts of Allah and in the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such people are liars. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminded us that with regards to these incidents, that this was no ordinary slander, this was the slander against the wife of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is our mother Siddiqa Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And if Allah so willed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have destroyed the ummah at that particular time because of the magnitude and the gravity of the sin in itself. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ, that when you took to your tongues, when you began to pronounce with your tongues, وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, and you began to say such things about which you do not have any knowledge. You didn't have the knowledge at the time whether in actual fact the crime was committed or it was not committed. That was not within your knowledge. But yet you began to speak about it, and when you spoke about it, you thought it to be something that was absolutely trivial. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا, you took it as a trivial thing, something that is very light. You did not understand the magnitude of what you are saying also. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, but by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a great sin, it is a great slander. One should remember that there were those Sahaba also of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that set the example. For example, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when his wife said to him or spoke to him with regards to the slander, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to her that it is never possible that this could have happened. When she asked why, he said, I wouldn't even accuse you or wouldn't even think about you carrying out such a sin. And this is the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, who is obviously far more virtuous than you. Secondly, she is the wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, that gives her another great virtue. So if I cannot even think that you have done it, I do not even have the suspicious thought in my mind that you would have done it, then how could I even suspect her of doing it? Now there were those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that have left a precedence for us, that when issues like this do come up in our communities and our societies, we should always think about it, that if I myself cannot think about myself to be such, how could I think about another person to be such? And inshallah, in this way, it will become a protection and a barrier against ill thoughts and evil thoughts about others. وَلَوْلَا إِذَ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayat that shouldn't it be that when you hear such things, then you should say it is not befitting for us to speak such things. In other words, when we hear others slander people, we do not have any knowledge with regards to it. Hence we should say to ourselves that this is not something that we should be speaking about. Subhanak, هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pure, and hence this is a great buhtan, this is a great slander. يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially those that were involved in the scandal and in the slander. Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonishes you that you do not repeat the similar incident again, that you do not speak about this again, that if this ever happens, and this is perhaps why these incidents had taken place in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets the example. This is the precedent set down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this should never happen again. It has happened once, but it should never ever happen again. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these ayat, brothers and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left some great advice for us also, that whenever we hear any form of scandal, in whatever form it may be, with regards to whoever, if we do not have knowledge about it, we should not be speaking about it. Many a time, unwittingly, we say that I don't believe it, but let me tell you the story. It should never even happen in that way. We should never be the ones that spread any form of fitna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our tongues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our hearts. And may Allah ta'ala safeguard our minds. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.